This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto here with a special bonus episode. Now, June 2021, and every June from now on, is ASE Service Professionals Month. This is a time to reflect and promote our great ASE certified people and tie on to the reality that our industry, as the pandemic proved, is essential. I'm with Senior Vice President of Communications at ASE, Trish Saratori, and we discuss some why and how to jump on board with the Service Professionals Month. This is a very short listen, so please invest the time as we toss up some ideas on how to build momentum inside your community, but more important, to thank your people who've invested in their ASE certifications. Now, there is still time to embrace and support ASE Service Professionals Month. A warm welcome, and I'm honored to have Trish Saratori, Senior VP Communications from ASE. Hello, Trish.
Hello, Carm.
Boy, June is here, and June is a pretty big month going on with ASE.
It is. First of all, it's our birthday, not that anyone cares, but it is. ASE was established in June 1972. And to take advantage of that, we decided what we really need to do is recognize all of the amazing certified professionals out there doing their great job every day. So June is Automotive Service Professionals Month.
49 years old. Next year must be the big, big party. I mean, I hope I'm invited to blow some candles.
Oh, my God. You're all invited. We're going to have a great time, and everybody's going to get to play a role. So look out.
Okay. So you've rekindled, resurrected June as the recognition of the ASE Service Professionals Month. And I'm so happy you used the word service professional, because that's just me. That's what I think about all the time when it comes to that. Gosh, no better time than during the pandemic did it prove to the world the value and how essential we were.
Well, right. And I think that's probably why we wanted to kickstart it. You know, we just had such a weird year last year. And, you know, we really thought our poor technicians and our counter people and our service advisors and our body shop guy, everybody, service professionals, everybody working in the industry. And they went through so much last year. You know, some folks were furloughed, some people lost their jobs. And then there was all those wonderful people who just stayed where they were, and they kept our cars going when we weren't driving. They took care of us if we were driving. And we thought, what a great opportunity for us to take a moment, take a deep breath and say, thank you.
Yeah. So is the Service Professionals Month an internal thing with you and the industry, or are you promoting it on the outside?
We are promoting it on the outside, and we have a whole bunch of collateral and materials that we would encourage our industry to use to say thank you to their employees. So we've got a logo, we've got posters, we've got social media ads. We've got all kinds of things on our ASE.com in our toolkit. And here's the chance, not just for us, because, you know, we can play a role nationally to, you know, use those things and be part of your show and put out materials. But let's take it down to the local level. Let's, you know, as a shop owner, as a business, again, take a minute, say thank you. They worked hard for you this past year, and they're working hard for themselves. And we just thought it was an opportunity for everyone to say thank you for a job well done.
Well, I like that part. Take a moment to thank your technicians, your parts counterperson. I mean,
they're all part of it.
They have a chance to be ASE certified.
They
you know,
do.
Your service advisors. So we thank them. But I can't help but think how important it is to tell our customer how valued and important an ASE certification is. We're getting into territory as far as the technology inside the vehicle and what we really need to know to repair today's and the future automobiles. I don't think we get enough credit for it.
Right. And again, here's a chance for businesses and shop owners to tell their customers how wonderful their technicians are. You know, here's a chance, you know, maybe you can't afford to take an ad out, but you could send a note to your local businesses, take a picture of your team, post some stuff on social media. If you've got an email list or a newsletter that you put out to your customers, put your technicians in it, put your parts people in it, your service advisors, get the team out, stand in front of your stores. You know, here, you know, we never do rah-rah ourselves. Here's the chance.
You know, it just got me thinking, Trish, every time I'm out with you, my mind races. I have to stay into the moment here, but I'm leaving and I'm thinking, okay, we celebrate through social media and many, I see a lot of ads. It's National Donut Day. It's National Go to the Movies Day. And we usually try somehow to have fun and make a big deal about it as we relate to our customer and community. But this is an entire month of this. I mean, there's a lot we could do to showcase a technician of the week, you know, it bring our team together in a picture, you know, it's Service Professionals Month, and have a chance to boast or brag about our people.
And that's why we did it for a month. In the past, we did it for a week, and we just did it the week of June 12th, because that was kind of our week. But then we thought, you know what? There's too many technicians out there to do it in just a week, and too many parts counter people, and too many truck guys. We really need a whole month to be able to say thank you to just about everybody who's done something good for us this year and in the past and going forward. It's also a nice chance to help young people understand that we as an industry support our own. We recognize our own, the service professionals that work in it. And that's encouraging for them to say, yeah, that's an industry I want to work in. So hoping to tie all of that together to make a nice big splash.
Have you broadcast an email to every ASE certified individual, you know, in your database and said, hey, we could use a flag that you could carry around for June?
We did. What we did was we have our ASE Tech News newsletter that goes out to all of our certified professionals and our list of ASE employers. And we got a whole big article in there about it and links to all of our tools and talking about some ways that you can recognize your service professionals.
Going back to my thought about making this last a month through social media and taking pictures of our team and say next to their certification, their badges, and I mean, really have some fun with it. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to promote the fact that we were essential.
Yes.
You know, even though you may have worked from home and that car sat, when you decided or had to get up and go, no matter what it was, back to work or to go buy essentials like food, your car was there for you and we were there for your car.
That's right. That's right. Remember, your technicians took care of the cars before that pandemic. So you're right. It sat in that driveway for a couple months, but you were able to get in it and start it up because somebody took care of it for you in the past and going forward. And you know, just like all of the nurses and doctors who took care of our bodies, our technicians are taking care of our vehicles and keeping them safe, right? Another important point.
Thank you. You know, I'm just thinking on the fly as we promote this Service Professionals Month in our world to thank our people for wearing masks, for sanitizing the vehicle in and out and worrying about the keys that were always sanitized and clean. I mean, we as an industry, every one of us, because we were essential and we had to be there, kind of like healthcare workers, we had to take extra precautions to be sure we didn't contract and or we didn't give.
That's right. Think about all the shops who put tents outside, had contact, you know, less pull up and leave your car. And everybody learned how to do that virtually, how to communicate with their customers. You know, we got your car in. Here's what we're going to do. They were doing Zoom meetings with their customers. I mean, the industry really stepped up in ways that we never did before. And it's going to change us and change how we do things. And I think that's for the better.
I'm so happy for you to, you know, find some time to come on and this is a short to the point, get it done episode that says to the industry, listen, it is, we're recording this on the 10th. I hope to put this out sooner than later. There's still going to be time by the time you hear this to do something about it. In one of the releases or something on your website, it says events, giveaways, much more. What do you mean by that?
We're hoping that folks are going to use some of the materials that we have up on our toolkit, or they're going to do their own thing. And you know what? Go to the ASC Facebook page and post that so we can all see it. And we're going to be doing drawings for Snap-on tool certificates, for all kinds of other little goodies and swag stuff that we've got back in the office to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do.
Yeah, well, we don't get enough recognition. The industry is abuzz in talking about how do we retain great employees, how do we pay for all of our great talent in our industry. And I think the industry is poised coming out of the pandemic to recognize we've got to do something to elevate. And, you know, this is a great moment for 30 days in June to elevate ourselves.
That's right. We are a great place to work, and we do great work. And so let's take a moment and recognize that.
Trish Saratori, Senior VP Communications ASC, thanks for coming on and just, you know, giving us a little nudge and a little push to really make this happen.
Go get them, guys. We're looking out for you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.